Welcome to episode 451 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by producer Gerald. Good morning. Dan is on holiday or vacation or
suspended.
Suspended. Yeah, let's suspend. He suspends me a lot when I'm gone, so he's gone. I didn't remember Dan was off. You did.
Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, I'm not going to be here next week.
Did he tell us why?
No, he didn't say why.
Oh, mystery.
Mm-hmm. Probably camping Dan again in the mountains.
Shirtless Dan. Yeah. He's being mysterious. He likes to withhold information. Probably a cornhole tournament.
Probably, or he might be just a werewolf at night or something. I don't know.
Oh, he's cooking chicken.
He's eating the chicken, like catching it when he turns into a werewolf. And then,
no, remember he told us he had to cook for an event.
Oh, that's true.
He did tell us. He's not as mysterious as I once thought.
Man, I was going up.
I appreciate that you thinking he's just a straight savage, though, just tracking down a wild chicken and eating
it. Yeah, I think he turns into a vampire at night. His hair is always wild, and he stays up.
Vampire or werewolf?
No, yeah, werewolf, not vampire, werewolf.
Yeah.
That's why he likes to go up into mountains.
It could be because he's grumpy sometimes in the morning, which makes sense if you had like an all-nighter. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to start tracking to see if he's more agitated after a full moon.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, werewolf Dan.
Yeah, was there a full moon last night? Is that why he was going to take off?
I don't know, because he told us a week ago he was cooking chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's just cover. Maybe he was planning ahead.
Yeah, he had to go hop fences and grab chickens and then...
Hop fences. How do you... Is there like a full moon tracker?
Full moon? I don't know.
Surely that's a thing, right? Full moon tracker. Oh, yeah. Full moon tracker 2021. It looks like September 13th is the next one. No, first quarter. Full moon. September 20th.
Oh, yeah. So he'll be on for sure.
We need to see what he's doing around then.
Mm-hmm.
That'll tell us a lot. We'll better know at that point.
Got to figure things out.
Yeah. I don't understand the moon.
You talking about the light?
No, I just don't understand it at all. I don't understand how they already know how much of the moon you can see.
Because they probably have like a little model. And they have the sun and the moon, and they have the model, and they just probably like estimate tracking digitally and computers.
Yeah, like I think I know how it works, but I don't know how it works, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like one of those things that is completely useless to me.
Right.
I mean, I know you need to know because of the changes everything with the tides and all. It's a whole situation. There's a lot that relies on knowing the cycle.
Well, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson, the moon has nothing to do with the tides.
Right. Some people say it does, though.
Yeah, he said it's just an old wives' tale that people said, but it actually does not.
Maybe it doesn't. I like him a lot. So maybe it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I feel like he makes astronomy fun.
Because you said the only reason the tides thing is because I think it was the illumination of the moon, you can see the tides more compared to when you don't see that. So that's why people say, because you're out and about when the moon is brighter. And then when the moon's not as bright, you're not there, so you don't really see what's going on. Just like if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound?
Yeah, it definitely does, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of sound, did you hear that big boom last night?
I did not. Okay.
There was a big boom in our town last night, and people in the police do not know what it is, and people are kind of weird of what's going on. They think they saw a light in the sky and something blew up, like a...
Oh, shit, it was an alien.
Like a meteor crash or something.
I will say the other day, and you know where I live. I live in a fairly rural area. Mm-hmm. And I was outside, and I heard for sure what sounded like several gunshots. Not in a manner in which you'd be hunting.
Mm.
because they came pretty quick. It was like pop, 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 pop. And then there was a break and it was pop, pop. And then it stopped. And I was like, weird.
Hmm.
I was at my doorbell though. Like I was outside grabbing something. So I just talked to my doorbell for a second in case I ever needed to find the time that mm-hmm. happened. My mower, this is why I was outside. My automatic mower, one of them has the wheel motor has gone out on the right side of it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'm really close to the warranty being out. Like I'm weeks away from the warranty being out, but I also know that I read the warranty. It's impossible to get anything warrantied. Because it basically says if it goes out from normal wear, they don't cover. If it goes out from not being taken care of, they don't cover it. I'm like, well, how do I ever prove it's not one of those two things?
Right.
How do you prove it's not gone out from more normal wear?
Right. Send the whole thing in.
You have to take it to a certified repair person. So I'm just going to buy a new seal for it, buy a new motor for it, bust it open, switch out the motor, and then reseal it. It costs like, I don't know, it's like $200 to get the motor and the seal. It seems fairly straightforward to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my mowers have a lot of hours on them. I mean, I keep them mowing. Like my mower in the backyard has 1500 hours on it. It's fairly high.
'Cause you mow every day, right?
I do. And I don't have to mow the front yard as much as I do. I just do. Because I keep I cut them at their maximum length, so I actually cut them as tall as I can cut it. I keep my grass fairly thick, fairly tall, so that it is healthier
mm-hmm.
and chokes out the weeds better. But I need to get that swapped out because I don't have a. I mean, I can push mow, which is what I'll have to do for now
until you buy the motor.
Yeah, so it's been having trouble docking. And I thought it's because I was having some erosion where it kind of docks, where we just been getting a lot of rain. So it's not been getting in the dock, but now I think it's because that motor was going out. It probably was having trouble lining itself up because that motor's probably been going out for a while.
Is it? Do you know if it's a problem with that specific?
It doesn't appear to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I found some instances of people saying it happened to theirs, but not at the clip that if it was an issue, you would see.
Okay.
That mower is 2 years old, and it has a lot. I mean, it's well over 1,000 hours also of mow time. And like I said, it's not an expensive repair. You void your warranty, which mine is up in like 2 weeks anyways, by cracking it mm-hmm. open. But I watched a ton of videos. As long as you seal it back up with a new seal and properly and everything, it's fine. And part of the problem with that one, the one in the backyard is covered from the elements. And it is a part of the X series, which means it's connected. And when it rains, it goes and parks itself based on the weather.
And the other one just goes out no matter what the weather.
It just will mow in the pouring ass rain. It doesn't have a little house it goes to. So it is just in the elements all the time. So even though I clean them like once a week, like that one is always just filthy
mm-hmm.
and it's not holding up as well as the one in the backyard. The one in the backyard still looks like pretty much brand new. Cause it parks itself under my deck. So it stays fairly out of the elements.
Are you going to eventually upgrade that one to the better series?
I don't know. So I thought about it. Why I have to crack it open. You can buy the part that makes it smart for $200. I got that mower very, very, very cheap. So I'm like, I could go ahead, replace the motor and make it smart and still not even be at half the price it costs for what I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And a new model of the smart one is $1,700.
Ooh.
So I am thinking about going ahead and doing both those upgrades while I have it open because the hard part is getting it open. Once you get it open, you can do whatever you want while you're in there. So it may be a good time to go ahead and just do everything
at once. And then you need to build a little house, a little garage.
I don't know what you said because Skype let me
know. So you need to build a little garage for it.
I do. And it's one of those things where I always said that, hey, I'm going to do that. And then never did. I have a really small porch you're talking about your porch, like you could fit two chairs. You can't fit anything on mine. I just have a step, basically, a wide step that you come out on.
Right.
Out of my house. Well, I want to, I've never bricked anything before. I think I want to try to brick one that is beside there that matches the porch.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to try to actually make like a bricked little area there for it to pull into that looks like a porch extension, but then I'm worried people will try to walk on it.
Right. Then if you decide, so I may just then if you decide to sell the house, then they'll be like, what is this?
Well, I wasn't going to attach it to the what's there. I was going to just build it beside there.
Okay, so we can remove it.
So that it could be pulled out. But the more I think about it, the more I think I'm just going to build a little, like, doghouse for it to go into. I need to do something, though, because I do think that keeping it out of the elements probably would have saved this particular problem.
Now, does it cut down the side on the side of your house to the... Like, if you're looking at it to the left, to where the back, to the back fence.
So it does not. It's a, hope my neighbor's listening. He doesn't, but I hope he is. So there's land. My fence does not come all the way out to my property line.
Right.
When I first got here and was mowing my own grass, and this has been a long time thing with him, he mows that area and so do I. He thinks that that's his land. It's clearly my land. Like, you can actually see the marker back there on the property deed. You can tell it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks it's his. So last year, he had a tree fall. I guess 2 years ago now, he had a tree fall. And I think out of protest, he's never cleaned that tree up. It actually fell into my yard and tore my fence up. And I cleaned up everything on my side, and he never replaced my fence. I don't have beef. I don't have beef with him. It's just, he's not an amazing neighbor. He's not a bad neighbor.
Right.
But out of protest, I think he's not cleaned that tree up. So when I had my mower installed almost 2 years ago, that was the kind of the beef, is that my mower guy who installed it was like, I can't get back there because those tree logs are everywhere. It'll get hung up back there.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a pretty narrow space. There's a good chance the mower would be back there like all night when it was back there, because that one's not a smart mower. It does not know where it's been, like the one in the backyard, and it specifically will go mow an area. Even though it looks like chaos because it doesn't go in a straight line, it knows where it's mowing.
Right.
So that's just a long way for me to tell you. It doesn't mow over there. It does mow on the other side of my yard across my driveway. It does mow on that side.
Okay, I was about to ask that too.
Yeah, it crosses my driveway in the middle of my driveway and mows over there. It just does not mow in the back. So, even with this issue, even with everything that I have dealt with, like, there is some maintenance with them. If you don't like mowing, I still believe that this is, I mean, in 2 years, I haven't mowed my yard. In 2 years, besides blades, which are very inexpensive, I haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Tupperware box with some cleaning supplies in there, just brushes of different types. Like, I got a toothbrush, I got a couple hand brushes, a big like soft brush, some canned air, one of those plastic like putty paint scrapers.
Mm-hmm.
And once every 2 weeks, I just go out there, turn it off, and I might spend 10 minutes cleaning it. And then once every month, month and a half, I change the blades out, which takes about 5 minutes. So what is that? 25 minutes a month, probably.
Yeah.
In maintenance per mower. And just for some clarity, it probably takes me about an hour to mow my yard with a rod and mower. So I weed it maybe once every month, month and a half still, but that's even a lot quicker. I'm terrible about weed eating, but yeah, it's pretty, it's well worth the investment to me to not have to mow my yard.
That's why we pay someone to mow our yard.
Yeah. Same thing, right? You're paying somebody. You could break the mower up the same way.
Yeah, we pay $300 a year.
Yeah. So I have less than that in my one in my front yard because I got that hell of a deal.
You know, my boss is always teasing me about it. I don't believe you let someone. I was like, dude, I'm only paying $3,000 in 10 years. I was like, your lawnmower was $3,500.
Yeah. The difference, though, to have somebody mow my yard was $60.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, to get somebody to weed and mow my yard was $60 every 2 weeks. So $120 a month.
Now, if you actually did my full yard, it'd probably be about $60 because my road goes all the way to the back. But I have trees back there, and they don't fuck with the trees.
Yeah, so if they did every 2 weeks, which I would argue during the summer, my yard has to be done every week. Like, that shit grows fast as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could be talking about $240.
Oh, yeah.
A month to mow my yard.
Now, when I move, when I get a place eventually, I know y'all been hearing me say that for years, but we'll see how much that guy charges us when we move to our new place and then maybe get a lawnmower then.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking in 6 months for what I would pay somebody to mow my yard. I can have my mower paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's been cutting for 2 years and this is still pretty small and expensive. I mean, $200 is not bad in the scheme of things, for repair. So there's no oil changes. There's nothing like that that you have to do every season. There really is no maintenance. There's no gas cost, you know, and the electricity is insignificant enough that I couldn't tell the difference once I got them hooked up.
Now I'll probably get one of those electric lawnmowers.
Yeah. So, Cub Cadet's got a couple models of, electric mowers, and then Ego, of course, has that badass zero turn.
Yeah, so my boss has. He's got an Ego.
Yeah, that thing is awesome. He has the riding mower?
Yeah, the riding one.
The Z6, I think it's called. That thing is awesome.
He said he spent $3,500 on it, whatever it is.
And it's $5,000.
Well, he got it for $35,000. Well, because he worked at Home Depot.
They don't sell. Oh, okay, they used to sell Ego. They don't sell Ego anymore. They sell the Cub Cadet Electric. Lowe's has the exclusive on the Ego riding mower. Ace sells Ego stuff as well, but not the rider. So he may have, but that thing is crazy.
Yeah, he says he's got all, like his whole yard stuff's all electric.
Yeah. I have the Ego backpack blower, I have the Ego push mower, the Ego chainsaw, and the Ego weed eater. But I also use Cobalt 80 volt stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Ego is just so expensive, so I'm slowly switching over to them because Cobalt killed the 80-volt line. And so what you have is kind of what you have for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't manufacture the batteries, I think. I think that's true. I think I read that somewhere. So kind of what you have is what you have. So I'm slowly transitioning to Ego. They share a battery, everything, and they still make them. And so I've got a pretty good supply of tools and batteries. Just a couple bare tools I still want. A couple things I still want to get. But yeah.
Yeah, me too. Before I move, I want to have a few lawn stuff ready.
Yeah. I would, if I end up getting the few more pieces I need, I would sell all my Cobalt stuff pretty cheap if you ever wanted to go that route.
All right. I'll probably do that.
It works for now.
Yeah, I have a leaf blower that one of my coworkers, the guy you went to lunch with, the old radio guy.
Yeah.
He gave me a leaf blower, but he didn't give me all the attachments. So I need to order the attachments.
So for Cobalt, I've got a push mower, a weed eater with a bunch of attachments. Like I've got the cultivator attachment, like the tiller attachment for it. I've got the brush attachment for it. The weed eater attachment for it. I've got a bunch of different attachments. I think one more too, maybe the edger. And then I have the hedge trimmer, the blower, and maybe one other thing. I have a bunch of stuff for the 80 mm-hmm. volt. Like I said, I still want to get the Ego hedge trimmer. I don't have hedges, but I do have, my fence line in the back has trees and I use that hedge trimmer a lot for that. And then my pole saw is not either one of those. It's a Ryobi. Someone said that you say that Ryobi. I don't know. I just watched a video the other day that everybody says that you're saying that wrong, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I have the pole saw for that, and I'd like to get the Ego pole saw also.
So
I just want to get one brand in everything so that I don't have to worry about it.
I went to that bargain hunt years ago, and I got a electric weed eater. It was during the wintertime, so of course you're not going to use it, and it was like $20. So I was like, shoot, I can use this. I already got like batteries for it. Then the following months later, went to try to use it. Didn't work at all. Didn't even power on. Wouldn't power on.
That sucks.
So I ended up selling it for $25 on. Got $5 off of it.
I went to a dirt cheap or bargain or give me a five yesterday.
I almost went.
They had They had a Casper dog bed, and they're like $160. For the medium size one, because they're memory foam dog beds. I was like, I'll scoop that up for my dogs for $5. Mm-hmm. It's all there. It's all brand new, except for it doesn't have the cover that holds all the pieces together.
Uh-oh.
You can't buy that separately through them without calling them. And according to the article I read, you have to provide them with the order number where you originally ordered it. So I'm going to call them, but I doubt I'll even be able to get one.
Just say you guys a gift.
But yeah, that's what I'm going to say. And it's $5 if I have to throw it away. Because if they're going to want like $80 for the cover, like I'm not going to do that. Because I'll scoop a dog bed up on the cheap. You know, I find dog beds clearanced out for like $5 and $10 all the time.
Yeah.
And my dogs, my medium dog likes to rearrange the bed with his mouth. So he'll eventually just tears holes in it from where he's always picking it up and moving it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little disappointed in that. I got some other things from there. Nothing amazing. But everything I got was what I thought it was.
Are you looking to sell? Or are you looking just to see if there's something you want now?
Mostly as of late, I only go once a month now because of my job. I've only gone to get stuff for me, nothing to resell. But since we started getting into the card game a little harder, I've decided that I'll take whatever I buy from there minus my expenses and fees, and I'll put that into my card fund.
Okay.
So I've got three or four things that I got from there to sell just to fund that side of it, so that basically I'm opening cards for free, and anything I get that I can sell is more money I can put back into the cards also.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I have it set up that if I go once a month and I find something of any kind of decency, I can probably open cards for free. So it's kind of where I've been, kind of my thinking. But I've been lazy about selling stuff.
So you guys go into wherever to place the fine cards like every day to see if they have them?
Yeah, we check stores a lot. Like I check Walmart. He checks Walmart. Target online. A lot of stuff comes from there. I check Panini's website.
Damn.
I mean, it just depends. We pulled our best card the other day. It's probably about a $200 card.
Nice.
That's the best card we've ever pulled. So that was a pretty cool moment. We pulled it out of a $15 pack.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we had two case hits out of those packs. The other card's worth about $50, and that one's worth $200. So I think on a bad day, you could probably do $40 and $150, like guaranteed. So you got $200 basically out of that. It doesn't pay for nearly what we spent on cards.
Mm-hmm.
But I just like opening them. I don't even care about the cards.
Are you guys getting together like at your work opening it up?
No, we go to his house.
And okay.
He's got like a opening, kind of like what we always talked about. Like he has a room that's just his room, and we just go out there and open them.
Nice.
Yeah, lots of room for activities.
Are you guys taking turns watching each other open the packs?
Yeah, 1,000%, just like you think, just like little kids. It's exactly how you think.
Looking at one card at a time. All right, here's the first one. Oh, here's the second one.
Yeah, we read it off to each other. Yeah. I will say one thing. We've always talked about having a space just to do whatever in. Like going to his house to open cards has made me feel like it's more important to have a space to go, like, record this show or, like, build Lego or open cards or, like, whatever have you. Like, having a space where you can have somebody come over that's not in your house, it's not distracting. Like, it's more important to me now. After going to his house and realizing, like, it's nice to go in there with a dedicated space where we can just hang out like little children.
Yeah. I thought about doing that, but I'm afraid I'd get addicted to doing it and I'd get back into the card game and then I'm lost.
Dude, get back in there.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Get back in there.
I'm afraid.
Cards are hot. Cards are a lot of drama in cards right now because Fnatic bought the rights to, I think, NFL and NBA after the 2024. Panini lost the licensing for it.
Yeah, Fanatics is buying everything. They're the ones who bought lids.
The crazy thing about Fnatic, though, is they don't make cards, so
yeah.
Don't know how that'll go.
They're buying everything and everything, everything and anything sports.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn with cards, and I still watch a lot of videos and try to educate myself. I don't know how deep we'll go. Owning a card shop would be cool. But that's not where the money's at. The money's at in doing these breaks and opening cards for people online. That's where the money's at. Mm-hmm. You know, running divisional breaks and things like that where you pay $120 and you get all the Falcons cards that I pull. But I sell out every team for $120 and I have $1,000 in the boxes that we open. You can't get the cards you want out of a box like that for $100 any other way.
Right.
So it's a good deal for you. It's a good deal for me. And you could hit that, you know, that case hit, that diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched a guy for $100 pull a Trevor Lawrence rookie patch auto card last night for $100. That's a, I don't know, $1,000, $1,300 card that he got for $100. Also watch people not get shit for $100.
Yeah.
You know, that's... The reason I like opening cards is the same reason I was cool with loot boxes. It's the same reason I like a scratch off here and there. It's the same reason I like going to casino. It's all gambling.
Yep.
Right, the thrill of what can I get out of this pack? What's the next card?
It's gambling and it's also investing because, like I said, you get that Trevor Lawrence. It's worth, you know, $1,200. All of a sudden, he's a bust, and then see, and he gets
then
benched.
Then
it's worth nothing.
You gamble twice. You gamble. And that you get a good card and you gamble on when to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue right now, your high prospects that are going to play, you have to sell them now. Like your Mac Jones, your Trevor Lawrences, I think you have to sell them right now.
Yeah.
Your Justin Fields, who's going to wait to play, you can hold that card. The closer he gets to playing, the more that value will drive up.
But then that Trevor Lawrence, all of a sudden, what if he does turn out to be, you know, a Phillip Rivers, a Tom Brady, Peyton Manning type.
If he's a stud, that card goes up even
yeah,
more.
Yeah, so it's like, do you want to get rid of it now or do you want to hold off on it?
But are the odds that he's better that he's a stud or he's a bust?
More than likely he's going to be a bust than he is a stud.
Right. So, yeah, so you have to – I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. And then if you're doing multiple sports, to know that about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we've talked about it on here, and I know nobody gives a shit, but there's nobody to stop us because Dan's not here. Like, you're not looking for what, like, you're not looking for a Tom Brady out of a pack. You're chasing rookies.
Yeah.
And more specifically, you're chasing rookie running or rookie quarterbacks. So, like, when you open a pack, you're not really looking for a Tom Brady or an Aaron Rodgers, which coming up from when I came up, right, that's what you were looking for. You were looking for your big players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was collecting basketball cards as a kid, like, you wanted the Jordans and the Pippins and the Rodmans and the, you know, whoever, like the Sean Kemps and the, like, you wanted people who were studs, Kevin Garnett's, like, that's who you wanted.
Right.
Like, now nobody gives a shit about any of that. Like, if you're opening basketball, you want like a Halliburton or a Anthony Edwards or a LaMelo, like, that's all you want. That's where your money
is at. The rookies or like the rare autograph.
Sure, like the 101 Tom Brady worth a fortune.
Yeah.
But like any other Tom Brady card you're getting, that's not really worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in football, the same thing. You're chasing like your, like I said, your Trevor Lawrence, your Mac Jones, your Justin Fields, your Ian Books. Like, you're chasing those. Your Trey Lances. Those are the ones that you want. The other stuff, people just don't even care. So it's such a weird world in what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And almost the opposite of how it was when I was a kid. And maybe I just didn't know better, but I feel like I was pretty ingrained in it.
Yeah, it is like, because I remember a long time ago, the year that Marshall Faulk came out, there was Heath Schuler. There was like 4 or 5 other quarterbacks and players that were out, and they're all supposed to have been hot. Their cards were super expensive. And then only Marshall Faulk was the only good one out of all those other ones were just busts. and I held on to all of them. I had all these rookie cards. They're college cards. Nothing. Now they're nor dog shit.
We pulled a Marshall Faulk patch the other day.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, that's not worth anything.
Yeah, all his stuff just went down after the scandal with him.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's not worth anything. We've pulled some cool stuff. Like, we have a Jalen Hurts patch stuff. We pulled a really cool T. Higgins, like, three-color patch the other day that's numbered out of 50. It's super cool. But there's, like, not money in that.
Yeah.
Like, that T. Higgins card is out of 50. It's super cool. It's probably, I don't know, I mean, it's probably, like, a best-case scenario, a $20 card. But then I sold just a regular-ass Trevor Lawrence for $50. Like, it's, or $40 or whatever it was. It's just wild. Like, it's just wild to see, like, a guy that hasn't played a game yet for a team that I don't think is going to be very good. It's crazy to see what those cards are worth.
Right. I probably would buy that Marshall Faulk patch card from you guys.
Well, I'll sell it. Pretty cheap, too. Like, I don't think that card is worth very much. It looks super cool, though. I'll send you a picture of it.
Okay.
It looks neat. It'll be worth more to someone who likes Marshall Faulk than it is, like, what the card's worth.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this Marshall Faulk rookie that I was just talking about. It's only $2.99. Yeah. I remember that bitch was, like, $20.
Yeah, I want to think that patch card sells for, like, $10. Like, it's not very much.
Who's it by?
It's a Panini, but I don't remember what box it came out of. I'd have to go find it. I would just give it to you if I didn't go halves with friend of the show Marshall 205 on it.
Sweet.
But he's in it for the money, where I'm in it for the opening of the cards. He likes to open cards too, but he also, like, he don't have a full disposable income to not get. Mm-hmm. Like, there's got to be something coming back.
Right. I do. I actually have a few packs. So I have a few baseball and football cards from maybe like 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago that haven't been opened yet.
Yeah, people still open those and they're looking for whoever the rookie is out of them that was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I watch people open like 2014s and stuff looking for, I don't know, what, like Russell Wilson or whoever it was back then. It's weird. Like, to be chasing something that's like 6 and 7 years old.
Yeah, who was it that, was it a Tom Brady rookie or someone's rookie just sold for like $1 million or some shit, like an autograph?
There's no telling. They pull those Tom Brady's one-on-ones and stuff. I see people estimate those anywhere from like $100,000 to $250,000. The card game is down a little bit right now, but it is still insane.
Yeah, so 2000 playoff contender championship rookie ticket autograph edition card with a mint 9 grade sold for $2.25 million.
For who? Tom Brady.
Another one, a perfect 10, sold for $3.1 million.
Yeah, so you're grading it like anything with toys or video games. I mean, grading is everything, right? You take a $200 card and you turn it into an $800 card. The risk is if it's 7 or below, you probably lost value.
Mm-hmm.
Probably took a $200 card and turned it into a $100 card, and you had to pay to grade it. So we haven't opened anything that I think is worth grading. That $200 card, we could probably turn a little higher if we graded it. We're not going to. The wait to get cards graded right now, because everything is, with supply chains and everything, is just delayed. Doesn't matter what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's hard to get anything right now, whether you're talking about a car or a house or, hell, someone just told me the other day that, something stupid is about to get really hard to get. I forget what it was. I was talking about something really, like, trivial, and they're like, they're about to get hard to get because of a shortage of something. It's just wild.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to open up a sports card collectible store.
I think we talked about this on one of the episodes, but I used to go to that Riverside Drive to the Two Rivers Mall.
Yep.
To that card store and open. Rick's. Is it Rick's? Was Rick's Comics?
There was Rick's. And then there was the one that was right at...
what's the one on Fort Campbell Boulevard now? There is one that does cards now. It may just say... It just cards and sports cards.
Yeah, I think it's sports cards and comics.
Is it not Rick's, though?
I don't think it's Rick's.
Did Rick's go out of business?
I think he sold everything.
Okay. I went in that one the other day, and just to tell you how insane the cards are right now, they don't have any.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't have any sports card. He had, like, one box of hockey or something, one box of baseball. It was something like that.
Damn.
I'm like, do you ever get basketball and football? He's like, I do, but not – I mean, they're gone. They have a limit on how many top loaders and penny sleeves you can buy. That's how insane cards are right now. It is just a crazy world.
That makes me really want to go through my stuff and just get rid of it, because I know it'll probably be another 20 years for the market to – because it'll die down in about five years.
Now's a good time.
And then in about 20 years, it'll pop right back up. But I'll be too old to even want to sit there and try to fool with all that.
Dude, just get back into it.
Nah.
Just jump in.
No, my addictiveness would go crazy.
All right, so we don't have to shut this show down. Have you played any video games?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about them.
Let's see, I got back into the Switch. I've been playing the Switch. Downloaded all kinds of demos, been playing those.
Oh, I've got to get back on the Switch. It's been too long. What have you been playing?
Like every demo I can possibly. Some Mars mission. It was kind of like that space game where you build a rocket that you have.
Oh, kind of like Kerbal?
Yeah, kind of like that. They had that. Control. Oh, my God. Some games I put on, play for 5 minutes, and turned it off. There was like a Sims type one that was pretty horrible. Did a little bit of Animal Crossing. I can't really do much with that because I'm kind of mad because my house area, I can't grow trees where I want them to grow.
Wow.
Yeah, I plant a tree and it just doesn't grow. It just sits there. And I've tried to look up online to see how to like to fix it. And I've built trees all around it. I've grew there. I've got rid of it. I put sand there, and just no matter what tree I grow, put in there, it just will not grow. There's two spots.
You have to have like a one space all the way around it, though, I think.
It does.
Oh, it does? Yep. That's odd. And one space from like a cliff?
Yep. Yeah, it's odd. It's a wide and open.
That's weird.
I have a whole like row of trees. I have all the different types of trees, and there's one row of them, and just in these two spots will not grow a tree.
And that makes you not want to play it?
Yeah, because every time I look at it, I just get upset because it messes my whole flow up.
On Grounded, which we've been playing, if you die, you drop a backpack with all your shit in it, which is fine. You got plenty of shit in that game. But I dropped a backpack in a place that I didn't think we could get it, and I almost uninstalled that game.
Uh-oh.
Because every time we got on, friend of the show, Marshall 205, was like, let's just do something else. But all I can do is stare at that damn backpack.
Right.
Because it's on my screen. And I kept dying and dying and dying. We ended up finally getting it. But, I mean, I was at the point where, like, we were about to go down two paths with that game. Like, one where I keep trying and one where I fucking never play it again. And we were getting real close to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. Like, as trivial as a tree sounds, like, I get it. Because if you get hung up on something, nothing else matters.
Right, because I can't finish my build. I can't finish the way I want to lay stuff out because I just look at that and it just looks bad. I've been still playing Star Trek Online just a little bit, just logging in, doing a little daily thing, logging out, even though I'm done with that game. Because I'm part of a fleet system and I try to help the fleet out. Still doing Stranded Deep. Trying to finish that game.
How's that?
Just trying to finish it.
Are you still loving it?
I like the quietness of it. Because I just only think about that, listen to a podcast, and just play it. And then I got to figure out what game I'm going to play next. I want to jump into that. I want to No Man's Sky because I've seen they have another update, but then I'm going to be spending 6 months on that. So I want to get Stranded Deep completed first before I jump into No Man's Sky. And then New World comes out. A beta test comes out on Friday. I'm going to download that and play that over the weekend.
For what? Sorry.
PC, New World.
Oh. I've still been playing Ratchet & Clank. I'm still having fun with. I played it more since the last time we talked. I really want to get back into Rocket League. I've been having an itch to get back in there. We're still playing KO City. They have an event going right now. And then playing Grounded. But I feel like I need to commit a little more time with Ratchet and Clank. I want to finish that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw the drama with the Oculus Quest.
Yeah.
To the foam pad making people's faces like break out. Yeah. I've played a lot of VR. I've never had that issue. But I did stop. I haven't played mine since that was all a drama because I ordered the silicone face pad that it's free. It just comes over top of. It actually just like snaps over top of the foam.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably should have done it that way to start with because I think just as far as like hygiene purposes and cleanup, it makes life a lot easier.
Right.
Whereas that, you know, sometimes if I played for a long time, I would actually have to leave my headset out because that foam would be wet. And so I did put that on and get it all charged up and ready to play. And then I ended up having to go do something and didn't get to play. But I was telling friend of the show, Marshall 205, like I really want someone else to get a Quest because so many things, they have this township, I think it's called. It's, I don't know, however you want to look at it. It's a town building game. But instead of just like sending people to do the roles, like you're doing them. So like if we need lumber, I'm actually out there in VR chopping down trees.
Mm-hmm.
And bringing it back to town, and he's actually in there forging weapons. And I mean, you do it just by what you think. You're just swinging an axe to cut it down. Like it's not anything crazy. But like that would be an awesome game to play with someone.
Right.
They have Top Golf has a game on there where you just hang out with your buddies. You're just in there bullshitting, but you're also playing Top Golf from the house. They have a bunch of things that are like that are made for like social interaction as well as playing, which is a lot of times the whole reason we play is just to talk. And I feel like some of these things would be really good for that, but I don't know anyone else that has a Quest.
Is it called a Township Tale?
I think so. It's like $10.
Yeah, I was going to watch the video on it.
But yeah, so but you would be doing that with someone.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And Quest 2s are not hard to find anymore. The price is, I think the price has always been fine for what you get. But the availability has definitely changed to where you can actually, I mean, Best Buy the last time I was there had them. Walmart had them last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can just get a headset now where you couldn't before. But yeah, that a lot of the stuff there is, like they have bowling. Well, bowling's probably fine, but the idea of bowling is you're all sitting around in a room together taking turns actually bowling.
Right.
So, like, me, you, and Dan would be sitting there bullshitting, and then we would bowl like if we were bowling in person. Like, when it's your turn, we're talking and watching you and then talking shit, and then when it's my turn, like, same thing. And, like, those experiences I don't get to experience on there because I'm not playing with anybody. Friend of the show, Padman, he does have a Quest, but we're not even friends on there because just never gone and done that. I don't think we've ever played at the same time.
Right.
But I want someone who is like into VR who wants to contribute some time to play those things because I think that's kind of what's missing with that VR experience for me is the social side of things because a lot of the things on there seem geared towards that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since Facebook bought Oculus, I think that was the major shift is I mean, they have like a workroom on there where you just download it. And like if you and I were working together, we would just work in the same space while we were doing things.
Oh, that's cool.
Like you've got a virtual desktop, you're doing all your normal stuff, you're working, but you're like working in a boardroom so that I can see you and talk to you and see what you're doing, which is wild.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a lot of stuff set up that way, you know, where it's designed for that social interaction on top of the gameplay or whatever, you know, it ends up being. So,
yeah.
Just hoping somebody decides to pop on one of those soon. I feel like I got Marshall, friend of the show, Marshall 205 close. I feel like he's close. We hit a couple big cards out of there.
If it was $199, I'd probably think about it. But $299's a lot of my price range right now.
Yeah. Like I said, it's better than it was. Mm-hmm. You know, it's available now. I think you're seeing online prices come down. I really love mine. Mine was a Christmas gift, but I really, really love mine.
I've also been playing 3-on-3 basketball still.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I'm actually working on the that last trophy. I need the MVP. I actually got 6 MVPs in the last like 3 days.
So, I'm 1 trophy short of the platinum on KO City, and I'm starting to think it's glitched for me because you have to win a full match without dying.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 2 rounds, and we did that the other day, and I did not die, and it did not give me that trophy.
Uh-oh.
So I'm starting to wonder if it's glitched, but I'm 1 trophy away. I know people who have that trophy.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you can get it, but something is weird about mine, because I 1,000% did not die in either round, and we won, and it did not give it to me.
You should tweet at him and tell maybe that's...
I don't know. I didn't even Google to see if it was a known issue because I was just upset.
Did you actually hide or did you actually play? And
I played. Like, that's the crazy part is I haven't really tried to get this trophy. Like, I haven't tried to hide. And I legitimately played. Like, there was a couple moments where I didn't charge where I normally would have, where I maybe drifted back and let my teammates do some work. But I was a perfect, like, 10-0, and I was the highest rated person on the team. Like, I was making shit happen. I think I killed 9 people, and you're just playing to 10 each round, so,
mm-hmm.
You know, almost half the kills that we needed to win came from me. So I was definitely playing, but I don't know. I had to figure out what's going on with that. So
apparently there is some
3-on-3.
Some bugginess with that KO City trophy.
Is there? Hmm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, 3-on-3 basketball. So I have 71 more MVPs to get. So I should hopefully get it with 71.
Wow.
Which I needed 200. And I got, let's say I got 6 in the last 3 days. 7 in the last 3 days. But I'm not going.
So you're like close.
Yeah, I think my goal is just try to get, like, play like 3 or 4 matches and try to at least get 1 every day. But all the good people are leaving, so most of the players that are playing aren't as good as they used to be. They're playing other games. And then I have this rank thing, so I noticed that if I play when they're doing ranked games, the good people are playing the ranked tournaments, and I'm just playing with other people, so I'm actually having a better shot at doing it.
Are you having fun with it?
No. No, there's two.
Not
no,
at all?
Not as much as I used to. Because you still have your ball hog people on there who don't want to pass. That you still have your cheat. There's still some cheaters here and there. You can tell they're still cheating. There's like, I played a couple days ago one, and this girl was just, or whoever it was, but the character was a girl. She was running super speed all over the map, and you can never keep up. And I'm like, there's no way she's running this fast. Then someone was shooting threes from everywhere on the court and making it every single time, did not miss a one shot. And I'm like, there's no way.
I wonder how they're cheating.
PC.
Oh, it's crossplay. Can you turn that off?
You might be able to, but I haven't tried to look at it.
Yeah.
They're always at 1. And as soon as you see a PC player, you're like, great, here we go.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you'll get it. It sounds like you're close.
I'll try.
I mean, you could have it by next time we record.
No, there's no way. Because I'm not playing it that much. I'm only playing, like I said, 3-4 matches. And
you could have it by next time we... I mean, who knows?
Nah.
You said you needed 7?
71.
Oh, you're not even close.
71.
I thought you said 7.
No. I got 7 in the last 3 days.
You're never going to have it.
It'll take me a long time. They'll probably shut the server off before I get it.
How upset would you be if you, how many do you need total?
200.
How upset would you be if they cut it off the servers and you were like 198?
Oh, I'd be mad. Oh, I'd be mad.
What? knowing you put all that time in and all those years.
And then I'll be like, man, that those months I took off where I didn't play it at all, I could have got it.
Now, if you were close, though, and you knew the end was coming, I assume you would make it happen.
Yeah, I would only play that.
Like, you would just play nothing but that. Yeah. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope they give you plenty of time. They don't do that to you. They don't do you that way.
I hope.
What else is going on with you?
Just work, and that's it, just that. Watching a lot of TV and TV shows and movies.
Anything good?
Walking Dead.
I watched season 2 of The Outer Banks. You watch that show? That show's weird.
Yeah, like I'm not into that. My wife, I think, wanted to watch it, and I watched a preview of it, and just not for me.
Yeah, it's got like some, people will be upset that I say this, but I get like some Goonies vibe from it.
Mm-hmm.
But like a little more mature and updated version of that. I mean, they're kids treasure hunting, basically. Lots of drama, kind of cheesy. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I guess I don't like, I'm not a big of the teenager movies or teenager looking shows.
Yeah, it's definitely that. I finally watched The Last Dance all the way through.
The
Jordan documentary.
Oh, that was a good.
It was really good.
Good documentary.
It got me jazzed up for the way that I used to feel about the Bulls. Like everyone else, right? You cheered for them when all that shit was going down.
Mm-hmm.
It made me miss that time. Like to see like the crowds and the way people were just insane over it.
Right.
And like that was when I was a kid. Like, I remember I had the poster up with, like, the 5 trophies at the time. Like, it said, like, Drive for 5 on it, I think. Like, I had that poster on my wall. Like, I still remember that poster pretty vividly. And because I know me, I'm sure that poster still exists somewhere in my home.
Oh, yeah, I have a bunch of my posters still. I found...
I'm terrible about getting...
I got a Lamborghini poster I had when I was, like, 12.
Yeah, so there's something stupid and awesome about that. Like, you don't need that. You'll never need that. There'll probably never be a time where it's okay to have that up on your wall.
I have a Mike Tyson poster.
But I love that you still have those.
Yeah, I think I even got a Carmen Electra poster.
Yeah.
Triple.
Like a little, just circled back to the Bulls thing. Look at that. Full circle.
Mm-hmm.
With the Carmen Electra. I've got a, I think I've talked about this before. I still have the little Penny, the Anthony Hardaway figure.
Yeah.
So I have the little guy. He's probably like 12 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
He's posable.
Actually,
I have that, but I also have the poster that has him standing beside Anthony Hardaway looking up.
Oh, wow. Hold on one sec. I'm going to grab mine.
All right. For those that can't see that, Gerald is tearing his bookcase apart feverishly.
I actually have mine right behind me.
Mine is not right behind me. Oh, yeah. So you've got the one in the robe.
Mm-hmm. The smoking jacket.
I've got the one in the magic.
The blue or the white?
The white. I have pro little Penny. I don't have talking little Penny.
Okay, I think my brother's got the white one.
Mine's also open.
I've never opened it.
Mine's open. I do have the box for it, but I have the poster that he's wearing the same thing. And it's like on the ground looking up, so it's really close to him. And then like actual Anthony Hardaway like goes up beside him.
Mm.
And you can see like the height difference. So I have that poster and I have...
Is it the one where he's got the shoes? He's wearing the shoe at the... Okay.
Show me which one you're talking about. Show that screen so I can see.
Okay, hold on.
I want to make sure we're talking about the same poster. Also, I haven't seen this poster in years. I just know that I have it. Let's see if this is it. Oh, that's it. Yeah, he's not wearing the same thing. He's wearing blue. That's the poster I have, and I used to have it beside my bookshelf where I had it.
Nice.
Yeah. Isn't that stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. He was my jam back in the day. I love me some Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, me too.
What a fun thing. Oh, yeah. Little Penny was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or Little Penny.
Trying to see if I...
Oh, is this your Carmen Electra poster?
I was trying to see if I can find the one that I had.
Oh, she had a bunch of posters.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't...
She's on the Last Dance.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Rodman.
Yeah, for anybody that was confused why I said that, she's on that documentary.
Yeah, I don't see the one I have. Oh, no. The one it looks like this one. There it is. It's right here. I've got this one.
Oh yeah, the 90-degree bend there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never had any girl posters up. I had Hot Wheels posters, basketball posters. Like I said, I had the Bulls Drive for Five poster. I don't think I had anything. It was just try to type in Bulls after you find what you're looking for. Type in Bulls Drive for Five.
Okay, I looked that one up.
I just distinctively remember it saying that on the poster. Oh, it did, just immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I have for sure had that on my wall.
Oh wow.
Yeah. The Drive for Five.
Posters were so cool back in the day. I remember going to the PX or Walmart, just flipping through their poster section and finding.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh, I want this one. Oh, I want this one.
I would never go to Walmart and not flip through the posters.
I remember.
I don't think that's a thing anymore.
You can still get posters, but they're not as like they used to be.
Do kids put up posters?
Yeah. Yeah, they still put up posters.
I like that. Dude, I dig that Pippin poster right there.
That one?
That one right there? Yeah.
Ooh, I have one like that one.
Oh, yeah, that looks good, too. Is that three?
Yeah, it's three.
Yeah, that looks good, too.
I used to get the Sports Illustrated ones. I would get the Wheaties posters.
Mm-hmm. I remember for the longest time I had the Jordan Weedy box on my shelf.
Oh.
I still have. I've got like a, like I've, so that stuff, I do need to get rid of some of this stuff. Like I have like Jordan bobbleheads and stuff. Like I don't need that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just to where I went all in.
Yeah, you can't see it, but I have four Jordan figures right behind me, Upper Deck figures that are selling for like $150 to $200 each that I have behind me that I'm probably going to get rid of.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are you emotionally attached to them?
No.
Or?
I've never had. They've been stored away the whole time.
Yeah. Let us know what you collect. New podcast at GameStitch.com, or you can do Twitter at @Game_Stitch. I'm at Podcast Ryan. Gerald's at Hoff and Show. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. I know we talk a lot about collecting on here. But I mean, get nostalgic with us. Tell us about the toys you loved when you were younger. If you have my number, you can text me. But whatever, let me know. Look at that Penny right up top there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's a Jordan. That's a Toon Squad.
Oh, yeah, Toon Squad.
It's not a little Penny.
Yeah, that's them right there.
Oh, yeah, those look good. You said those are Upper Deck?
Yeah.
What are those ones up there where he's like soaring towards the guy? Are those McFarlane?
Pro Shot Series 2.
Those are cool. They look too nice to be... they look too nice to be starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one at the bottom's cool. That was just... Oh, right beside that one you just clicked on? That one? That one right there? That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up unless you have anything else.
Mm-mm.
Dan should be back next week. I'm not sure if I'll be here next week. I'll have to look at my schedule and see. I may be out of pocket next week, but yeah, like I said, let us know what you collected as a kid, what posters were on your wall, or what you collect now. Either way, find some way to get at us. Twitter's an easy way to get at @game_stitch. You can get at all of us that way. But any way you want, let us know. And we'll, maybe we'll talk about it next week if we get some good ones.
Yeah, if you collect or have questions of why we are thinking about selling our stuff, or give us a reason why we shouldn't do it or should do it, let us know.
Change my mind.
Yeah, change my mind.
Change my mind. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Episode 451. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Good night. Oh, punch the keyboard.